When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
I'm Sarah Clapson. I'll be here for the next 15, 20 minutes or so, looking ahead to this weekend's game against Chelsea, reflecting on the appeal hearing result that we've had into Forest's appeal against their points deduction this week. Obviously, that got rejected, so things stay as they are. And anything else that you want to talk about, really, do get any questions or comments in. I'll do my best to get through as many of them as I possibly can. Plenty to talk about, as always. Start really by looking ahead to this weekend against Chelsea. Huge game. Obviously, last weekend's win against Sheffield United was a huge step towards securing survival. But as Nuno pointed out afterwards, it's not job done yet. Obviously, that was before we got the points deduction appeal result, and there was a chance that had Forest got any points back, it could have, it would have affected the table, obviously, and it could have potentially relegated Burnley without a ball being kicked during this week. So that hasn't happened. Now it's down to what happens on the pitch. Forest should have confidence, well boosted by the result, at least, at Bramall Lane. Performance first half was poor. Second half was a lot better, big improvement. I think looking at the Chelsea game, it has shades of the Arsenal one, doesn't it, from last season. I really hope that proves to be the case and it is a similar result, because going to Burnley on the final day needing something, I don't think anybody wants that. Trying to avoid a nervy final day is the aim. Trying to get over the line as quickly as possible is the goal. I think Forest generally have played better against the top teams. The performances have generally been a bit better against the Man Cities, for example. There's got to be a lot of encouragement and confidence taken from that going into the Chelsea game. Everybody knows that Cole Palmer is the one that's the danger man, the one that Forest need to stop. If he has a good game, Chelsea will fancy their chances, I'm sure. Chelsea are very, a bit like Forest really, Chelsea are very up and down, very inconsistent. Forest have been as well. So it depends a lot on who turns up. I guess the pressure around it, how players deal with that. Final home game of the season, penultimate game. I think Forest will be well up for it. There's a lot to take from recent performances. So I think Forest should go there full of or take on Chelsea full of confidence, spirits raised by the win over Sheffield United. There's no distractions now. Nuno has spoken a lot about how the appeal saga hanging over the club, and it's been there since January when they were first charged. The uncertainty around it hasn't helped. It's a distraction, he's called it. I mean, he's called it a mess, the whole situation. He's got a point. But now that's all done. It wasn't the result that Forest wanted or had hoped for. But now it's all sorted. That gets put to bed and full focus has to be on doing it on the pitch, getting the results. Interesting to see what team Nuno goes with on Saturday. I was a bit surprised that he didn't stick with the three at the back against Sheffield United, having played so well using that formation against Man City, for me, it was the perfect chance to have that bit of continuity and build on that performance and go with the same system that had worked really well. He didn't do that. He did change in the second half, but it is going to be interesting to see whether he decides three at the back is the right option against Chelsea or whether he sticks with clearly what is his preferred system at the minute, a four. I'd be tempted to go with a three again, I think, just because that Man City performance was so good. And Chelsea, yeah, they're not at the Man City level, but they still have a lot of threats. They'll still be dangerous opposition. I think I'd go with the three because I think Forrest looked really good in that setup. Great to see Tyro Awoniyi back on Saturday. Huge, huge boost. Chris Wood seems to have lost his goal scoring touch at the minute. He missed some big chances at Bramall Lane, just as he did against Man City. Hopefully he finds it in the final two games again. Real shame if that's the way his personal season ends with a load of missed chances, having had that really strong run of form. So I hope he finds his touch in front of goal again for sure. I'm going to start bringing some comments up, so do keep them coming. I'll bring this one up. Excuse me, I am still getting rid of a cough. Michael says, hope Awoniyi will be fit to start on Saturday. I think it would be a surprise if he starts, Michael. He's been out for a long time. Forrest were treading very carefully with him anyway before the latest injury because he'd been out obviously for that chunk of time after groin surgery. It was taking him a while to get back to full fitness. So they were managing very carefully anyway before this latest injury. And I think this will just add to that. He's an important player, but you don't want to risk making any or having any kind of setback right at the end of the season. The fact there's only a couple of games left and then he'll get a bit of a rest, I think, is a huge positive. It's great to see him back. He makes such a difference. Just having that extra option, having another striker on the bench that can come on and can get goals, because Awoniyi is certainly capable of doing that, coming off the bench and getting something. Without him, Forrest were a little light in that department. Being able to turn to somebody on the bench to come on and maybe make a difference up front. I mean, Divock Origi hasn't really made the impact that it was hoped he would during his loan spell. So Awoniyi certainly makes a big difference. A few weeks ago, I would have said he would be struggling to get ahead of Chris Wood in the starting 11 anyway, because Chris Wood was on fire. As we mentioned, in the last few games, Wood has just lost his touch a bit in front of goal. I think, or I hope he does pick it back up, Wood. As I said, I think it would be a shame if that's the way his season ends, reflecting on a load of missed chances, having been in such good form previously. At least Nuno has the option now of, if Wood is struggling in a game, of being able to turn to Taiwo and bring him on and give him the opportunity to get something. He came on pretty late last weekend, so I think it would be a stretch for him to start. I think Forrest will be treading really carefully with him. He's got to build up his fitness again. When he came back from the groin surgery, he didn't look fully sharp, even after a few weeks of building into the team. So I think he'll be on the bench again. I think he will come on and get minutes. It's going to be building him up in the last couple of games. Maybe start against Burnley on the final day. I think we'd have to see on that one. But I'd be very surprised if he starts on Saturday. Hopefully he's got his rotten injury look out of the way and next season he can have a real run in the team, because he's been pretty unfortunate on that front in terms of being in and out of the side with injuries and having long spells, not just this season, but last season, out of action. He needs a run of games. When he's fit, fully fit and sharp, he's a real handful and he gets goals. He causes defenders problems. Fingers crossed that he's had his bad fortune out of the way, at least for a while anyway. Tom, hi Tom, interesting point this, says, you can definitely see why we brought Sangare. There's room for a strong number six to protect the back four. So I hope he comes good if we stay up. Sangare, I feel a little bit for him because he came in amid a load of hype, club record signing, obviously. He was brought in to try to be a game changer, change Forrest's style of play. He was brought in as somebody that could play a key role in that, because that's what this season was supposed to be about right at the start: development, progression. And that included how Forrest approached games, formation, how they style of play and all that. He was a big part in that. He struggled to adapt to the Premier League, to English football, but he's not alone on that front. It's something that we've seen before, not just if you look at Forest signings, but others in the Premier League. I keep referring to it, but time is so valuable. And if you look at how, I know he's out on loan at the minute and his Forest's future at the club looks like it's coming to an end, but Oral Mangala, first season took him a while to get used to the physicality, the speed of the Premier League, how the opposition play, what he needed to do. But then he really kicked on in his second season. Same with Tyrell Wonyi. It took him a while to find his feet, to get to grips with it all. You can go back and pick players from all kinds of different teams. Look at how it takes time to adjust. The Premier League is so unique in that sense. It's different. Same with going to any other league. If you're going abroad and you're used to playing in a certain style, you have to adapt. Some players do it quicker than others. Some take time. And I think Sangare falls into that bracket. I still think the jury's out on him. I agree. I think he is a quality player.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And I do still think he can come good. I still think he can be a big player. His confidence is probably going to be pretty low at the minute because he's not in the team. Even getting minutes from off the bench is proving tricky. At a crucial time in the season, he's not being involved. And I'm sure that that'll probably hurt. He'll be disappointed with that. He wanted to come to the club to be a regular, to get game time, to be a big performer. Now it's about how Forest manage him mentally as much as anything. I think pre-season, will really help him. Get a chunk of time where he can get his fitness to the right level, where he can work with the manager for an extended period of time on the training pitch. Hopefully that will benefit him. And next season we'll see the best of him. I do believe he's got quality. I do think he can be a key player. He's just not shown it so far. He's had glimpses. There have been games where he has played well. He just hasn't really taken... Struggling to think of too many where he's really taken them by the scruff of the neck and stamped his influence on games and really imposed himself. He's got that within him. He's shown it before. Maybe going to AFCON didn't help. Having the season interrupted in that way. Hopefully next season we see the best of him. Because you're right, I agree. I think his position can be so key. It's just a case of getting him going. Midfield has been a real problem area, hasn't it? Nuno still hasn't found the right balance there. I think he's chopped and changed a fair bit. Injuries and absences haven't helped. Going to be interesting to see what he goes with on Saturday. If he goes back to a three, I could see him going with dropping Morgan into a deeper role and maybe playing Danilo alongside him. If he sticks with the same formation, does he stick with Danilo and Yates? Does he bring Dominguez back in? He's got a few decisions to make, Nuno, for this weekend. But longer term, midfield is something that does need sorting out because this season, and it's happened in other areas of the pitch as well, the chopping and changing and the not having a settled partnership, struggling to find the right combinations, that hasn't helped. So next season has to be different on that front for me. Interesting point, another one from Michael says, do you think Nuno will still be manager next season? I think it's going to be a big summer at the City ground. Nuno has had a lot to deal with during his time so far. If you add everything up, a lot of players going to AFCON, all the refereeing decisions, the points deduction saga, he's had a lot on his plate. But managers, head coaches get paid to deal with any kind of situation. There'll be other managers in the league who, although they haven't had the exact same issues to handle, they've all had different things. I think Nuno has had a lot, and he deserves a bit of benefit of the doubt because of that. I think there has been improvement, maybe not to the extent that Forrest would or Marinakis perhaps would have liked. I think if you look at the way Forrest play, it is better. It is more attacking. Results haven't exactly followed. Some of that is down to the refereeing decisions. But equally, there have been times, was the case under Steve Cooper as well, but have been times under Nuno where Forrest have chucked points away. And if they don't stay up, they will kick themselves for that. You can point to the refereeing, VAR issues, the points deduction as well. But equally, Forrest haven't helped themselves sometimes on the pitch. So many games where you can think that they should have got more than they did. I think Nuno deserves pre-season to have a real chance to work with the team, to have a little bit of a clean slate in the sense that get to the end of the season, the points deduction thing is gone. New season, hopefully fewer refereeing issues. So kind of a bit of a clean slate in that sense. A chance to get some players in and then see what happens for me. I guess some of that depends on is dependent on Forrest staying up. If the worst happens, then I think probably all things like that go out the window, because you can imagine that if the worst happens and Forrest went down, the owner would certainly not be happy. Imagine that some of them would perhaps take on a different slant to if Forrest stay up. Hopefully it's the latter, and hopefully it's a case of working towards another season in the Premier League. But as I mentioned earlier, this season was supposed to be about progress. Marinakis has made it really clear that he wants Forrest to be higher up the table, rightly or wrongly. And I think, personally, I think it's going to take time to do that. Doesn't happen overnight, but that's the owner's ambition. He's a very ambitious man. He wants progress. He wants to feel that the club is taking forward steps. That will be the case again next season. Another relegation battle. Will he be happy with that? I doubt it. But I think Nuno deserves a bit of time to have a real go, because as I said, this season he has had a lot to deal with. He deserves a chance to work with the players in pre-season, get some signings in, and then see how next season starts for me. More improvement is required, though. That, as I said, there has been some. Has there been as much as Forrest would have liked or expected? Perhaps not. Next season has to be about making progress again and trying to kick on. And that will be Nuno's task. I'll bring this up related to it. Damon, hi Damon, says lots of external factors this season. Agree, Damon, as I said, excuse me, Nuno has had a lot to handle. He's had a lot to cope with, and all of that does have an effect. The points deduction saga has dragged on for far too long, since January when Forrest were first charged, and then obviously the appeal, not knowing how many points they had. That affects players. It's difficult to ignore it. You don't know how many points you have, and therefore that can have an impact on how you approach games. I do feel a bit of sympathy for him in that respect. But as I said, managers have to handle all kinds of different things. It goes with the job, goes with the territory. What Nuno's had to cope with has been unique, having it all in a fairly short space of time when you throw in losing six players to AFCON, all the refereeing issues. It is a lot. That's why I think he deserves the opportunity to go without all those kind of things and then see what happens, because this season has been a real roller coaster, to put it mildly. Adrian says, will we need to sell any of our top players to balance the books? This season, this summer even, part of that, Adrian, depends on which division Forrest are planning for. Obviously, if if the worst happens and they go down, then, as I said, the summer takes on a whole different complexion to if they're planning for another season in the Premier League. Because go down to the Championship and you'll have players that other clubs come sniffing then, don't they? It's an invitation for clubs who are still in the Premier League to come and cherry pick your best players when you've gone down. So that presents one problem. Hopefully Forest avoid that. There will need to be some sales in the summer. The report from the original independent commission, the written reason, stated that Forest were hopeful of being within the PSR rules for next season, but there was a bit of ambiguity around it all, and it did suggest that there will need to be player sales in the summer. It doesn't need to be a fire sale, so that it's not necessarily an everybody must go type affair, but they do need to sell. There will be some that go. And you will get the likes of Murillo, Morgan Gibbs-White, players who have stood out this season, really impressed. They've got admirers. Forest will have other clubs looking. As we've seen with how the Brennan Johnson transfer saga was described in the written reasons from this independent commission, you get clubs coming, putting bids in. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. There will be outgoings. There will be player sales. Forest do need to let some players go, but it shouldn't need to be a big fire sale. But if somebody comes in with a lot of money for a Murillo, test Forest resolve for sure. It would have to be a big sum. Forest know that those two are valued really highly. But if somebody comes up with that, then it gets interesting, doesn't it? And any team would have a real decision to make about whether to turn that down, particularly Murillo. I mean, he's taken to the Premier League like a duck to water, hasn't he, in his first season. He's going to have clubs looking for sure. It's whether anybody comes up with the right money, but there will be some outgoings. I think Forest need to look at the squad again anyway. I hope it isn't another summer where we have huge changes, because I don't think that's required if it's another season of planning for the Premier League. We've seen how challenging it can be when you make a lot of signings, particularly if you make signings late on in the window, and then you have to integrate a new squad. You have to get players gelled. You have to, if they're coming from abroad, you have to let them settle in. I hope this summer is a bit different to others in that Forest just make a few signings. They do need some, but I hope it's not a big overhaul again. They've got a fair few players coming to the end of their contracts. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with a lot of them. A lot of players who have been out on loan and big question marks about their futures at the club. Some of that will depend on which division Forest are in. The likes of Lewis O'Brien, for instance, Josh Bowler, being at Championship clubs. If Forest go down, that will probably affect the thinking around players like that. This summer, there's a lot to do and a lot to look at, but I still hope it's not one of massive change, because I think there is the basis of a really good squad in place and a squad with good young players to build around. Touchwood, keep the likes of Murillo, Elanga, Gibbs-White, Hudson-Odoi, Nico Williams, talented young players with years ahead of them and a lot of potential, who are already showing what they're about. There is the nucleus there of a really good squad. It needs adding to. It does need a few fringe players moving on, but there is the potential there. I think we've seen that in performances. He's close. It just needs, for me, it just needs a little bit of tweaking. I hope it's not a summer of big change, as I said. Anthony says, need to trim the squad, bring the odd player in and allow a couple of the under 21 players to come through. Really interesting points, Anthony. In terms of bringing young players through, Nuno has done a bit of that. He's given a few a chance, not too many, but as was the case with Steve Cooper as well, the step for young players to come through with Forest in the Premier League is a lot tougher than in the Championship. There is a really big step to take. And it makes it more challenging. I think Forest still do need that pathway. You do still need the academy players to see that there is the opportunity there. And they do have some really talented players in the youth setup. We've seen a few given opportunities. Hopefully they do get more. Hopefully in pre-season, that is an opportunity for some as well. If Nuno decides to take some maybe on a training camp, have a look at some in friendlies. There's a really difficult balance to strike between when it comes to deciding young players' future, whether it's best for them to go out alone, where they're going to get regular game time and hopefully progress in that manner, or keep them around the first team setup where you can have a bit of an eye on them, see how they develop and maybe get them involved in training sessions, have them on the bench occasionally. Brandon Aguilera, I think I've pronounced that right, is because I got told off earlier in the season for saying Aguilera. I think it's Aguilera. So hopefully I pronounced it right this time. He's the really interesting one for me. He's one that's really highly rated, got a lot of talent, has been out on loan. Is he going to be ready to be involved with the first team? Or does he need another loan to progress even more? He's one that I think there's a big decision needed over, because he's very highly rated. He's got a lot of quality and a lot of skill. Hopefully we get to see him in pre-season and see how much he's come on. Same with a few other players as well. I agree about just bringing in the odd player. I don't think too much is required. Nuno wants to work with a small squad. He made that point in January that the squad was too big. He'll be saying the same thing in the summer, that he doesn't want a large squad to work with. That's not what he likes when he's in charge of a team. He likes numbers to be quite tight. And I think we saw earlier in the season, having too many players brings with it its own challenges, because you're trying to keep everybody happy and it's impossible. Players aren't getting game time. That will certainly come into play in terms of getting the squad ready for next season. There will be incomings and outgoings. I think just a few new additions are required, though. As I said, I think the basis is there. It's building around it and hopefully keeping hold of most of those players. Remains to be seen, doesn't it, in that sense, because I'm sure there will be other clubs sniffing around the likes of Morgan Gibbs-White and Murillo. As I said, they do have admirers. They do have they have caught the eye with their performances this season. So we wait to see what happens on that front. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be a big summer. And if Forest are hoping to progress again next season and kick on, there's a lot riding on getting it right. And also they've seen the implications of the financial side of things, of what happens if you do fall foul of the rules. Agree with the rules or not, if you breach them, Forest have found out, you get punished. I think that has to come into play again. What's going to be interesting is this, in terms of the reporting period, how it runs to the end of June, so June 30th, that almost creates another sort of deadline date if clubs, not just Forest, are looking to balance the books before the end of that financial cutoff. You'll get teams thinking, well, we need to sell players before then. So that, I think, is going to create a really interesting dynamic in the summer transfer window this year, because generally they are slow movers, aren't they? Summer transfer windows, it takes a while. Players go off on holiday as soon as the season finishes. It takes a while for things to get moving. That date kind of changes things. So we'll see how that unfolds this summer. Is a big one. And we'll wait to see what happens. Right, I will have to call it a day there. Apologies I didn't get a chance to bring up all the comments and questions. Thank you all for getting involved. Really good questions and points raised. I'll be back with another one of these Q&As next week. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we've got, it can be a relaxed, positive one after a good result at the City Ground, and we're talking about Forest preparing for another season of Premier League football. That's the dream. Fingers crossed. Anyway, fingers crossed for a good result on Saturday at the City Ground. Do say hello if you're there, and I'll see you all again soon. Thanks all.